Well, Scripture says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thank you, June, for that reminder and that sermon in song. Well, for just the sermon in the Word, I'm not going to sing it today, but the passage we're going to read in just a moment is in Exodus chapter 12. So if you have your Older Testament, I encourage you to turn to Exodus chapter 12, and in just a moment I'll read the first 8 verses of this great chapter of Scripture. Should be easy to find Exodus, just Genesis and Exodus, or whatever you type in on your phone. I don't know if you're looking on your phone. I guess you don't have to turn a page there. But today is a very special day. It's special because it is the Lord's Day, and our Lord has commanded us to gather together as His people one day a week, and we do so on the first day of the week because our Lord was raised from the dead on the first day of the week. And so every Lord's Day is a special day for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's also a special day for us here at Klassen because we get to celebrate a Passover meal tonight at 6 p.m. David Uten, you might recall, last year he came and gave a presentation during one of our morning services and just kind of explained to us some of the elements of a Jewish Passover meal and how it relates to our Lord Jesus Christ. But he's going to come tonight and not just explain it to us, but he's going to lead us as we get to participate in and to experience a messianic Passover meal. Now, I have never experienced one of these myself. I've never seen it. And so this is all going to be new to me. So I'm kind of excited about tonight. And it happens at a good time on the calendar because yesterday was the Passover, or Friday, and then into Saturday was actually the Passover according to the Jewish calendar. And the Passover is a very significant day within the history of redemption. It plays a big part in the story of redemption in the Scripture. But also in our own personal salvation. If any sinner is to be saved, it's because of what happened on the Passover. Jesus was crucified on Passover. Our blessed Savior died upon the Passover. Scripture says that Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed. He is, as John the Baptist said, He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. When Christ was walking up one day and John the Baptist sees Him, he calls out for all to hear, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world," because Christ is our Passover. And so Passover is a very, very significant day. But 4 days before Passover was also a very special day because that day was Lamb Selection Day. It was a certain day that was prescribed in a Scripture where the community of faith was to come together on this particular day, this particular set apart a day, to choose the perfect lamb for them and for their family to be their substitute for the Passover. In the original Passover, where they put the blood over the doorpost and the Lord passed over them in judgment, or as they remembered this year upon year and celebrating the Passover as a community, And with their families. But 4 days before, it was a lamb selection day. They had to pick the right lamb for their family. They were to pick a lamb on that day, this particular day, and they were to examine it. They were to check it out, look it all over, and just make sure that this lamb was without spot or blemish. It was a set day in the Jewish calendar when this was to happen. And it just so happens that day was the exact day that our Lord Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem upon the back of a donkey. And the crowds seeing him, having cut off palm branches and leafy branches and putting him on the road and taking off their coats and putting him on the road before him, and began to shout, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That triumphant day just happened to be Lamb Selection Day on the Jewish calendar. You see, the triumphal entry, Palm Sunday, occurred on the very day that the Jewish nation was to choose the perfect lamb, the exact lamb, the only lamb that could be sacrificed to save them from their sin. It was that day that the lamb was chosen. And so on this day, on this Lord's Day, we're going to spend just a moment and we're going to think a little bit about this selection day, this lamb selection day, as well as it being a very historic day and a prophetic day, as well as an examination day, not just upon the lamb, but as the lamb examines us. And so if you have Exodus chapter 12 before you, and if you are willing and able, I invite you to stand as I read the first 8 verses here, as we have our Lord's prescription for what the Jewish community of faith was to do on that first Passover. "Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year for you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves according to their father's household, a lamb for each household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor nearest to his house are to take one according to the number of persons in them. According to what each man should eat, you are to divide the lamb. Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old, and you may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the 2 doorposts and on the lintels of the house in which they eat. And they shall eat the flesh that same night. Roasted with fire, they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.'" And let's pray together. Our Father, we do thank you for this day. This day that you have made and that you have ordained, that we, your people, should gather together and fellowship with one another and with you, and rejoice and praise you for all the wonderful things that you have done for us. Father, we would ask that by your grace and through the work of your Spirit and your Son, that we would be found to be acceptable worshipers this day, as we have sang songs and given and prayed, and Lord, as we begin to preach and to hear your word, Lord, we pray that we would be acceptable to you because of what you have done for us. And Lord, encourage us this day in our most holy faith, that we might turn our eyes upon Jesus, and that we might look full in his wonderful face, knowing that he alone is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And in his name I ask, amen. And you may be seated. Okay, again, thinking today just a little bit about picking the perfect lamb, and we're going to begin with this lamb selection day, this certain day that was marked on the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar changed at this time. This became their first month. It was a very significant day. And Passover was to be on this new first month. And Passover, as is prescribed here and elsewhere in the Old Testament, Passover always landed on a specific date on the calendar. Now, this is important for us to know. It always came on a certain date. It didn't land on a certain day of the week. Sometimes, you know, we have some of our holidays that we celebrate in our society, and they all might always happen on a certain day of the week. But we also have some that lands on a certain date. And the Passover always fell on the 14th day of what would have been their first month of their calendar. Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus 23. In verse number 5, we read, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. And so again, the Passover, you know, it didn't just land on the same day of the week every year. It rotated. It was on a certain date, always on the 14th day of the month. And the next day, the 15th day of the month, was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Leviticus 23 and verse 6. Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is a Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And so it's good for us to remember that the day after Passover was always a Sabbath. Regardless of what day of the week it landed on, it was always a special Sabbath. Verse 7 of Leviticus 23 tells us that on the 15th day of the same month, on the first day, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall not do any laborious work. And so these 2 days were set aside in their calendar, the 14th and the 15th. Now, the 15th day of their first month was essentially their Independence Day, because that was the day they left Egypt. They had the Passover on the 14th, then the next day they get up and they march out in ranks, and they leave Egypt. It is, as we would call it, it was their Independence Day. To kind of correlate it to maybe one of our holidays, it would be like if July 3rd was the Passover, and then July 4th, you know, was this feast, this Independence Day, because it was the day they left Egypt. And so these dates on the calendar, the 14th and the 15th, the day after always being a special Sabbath, these were special dates on the Jewish calendar. But there was also another important date on their calendar. 4 days before the Passover. The Passover is on the 14th, and then the special feast begins on the 15th. But 4 days before the Passover was also a very special day and a very special date on their calendar. Let me read Exodus 12, the first three verses. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you, and speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves according to their father's household, a lamb for each household." And so the Passover was always on the 14th, but 4 days before, on the 10th of the month, they were to choose a lamb on that day. On this particular day, they were to choose a lamb on the 10th. And they were to examine it. They were to keep it in holding until the 14th, when they were to sacrifice that lamb at twilight. They were to during that time, they were to make sure that this lamb was the right size and the right amount to feed the household that it was sacrificed for. They were to look it over real well and to make sure that it was without spot or blemish, that it was a perfect lamb, as it were. Again, verses 4-6. Now, if the household is too small for the lamb, then he and his neighbor nearest his house are to take one according to the number of persons in them, and according to what each man should eat. You're to divide the lamb, and your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or the goats, and you're to keep it until the 14th day of the month. Again, they go out and they pick the best lamb, and then they check it out and they examine it and make sure that it meets all the requirements on the 10th day of the month, and they keep it all the way into the 4th day of the month, making sure it's just the right one so that they can sacrifice it at the twilight, on twilight of the 14th day of the month. Again, so the 10th day is a very important day, just as the 14th Passover is special. The 10th was special because that was Lamb Selection Day. That's when they picked the perfect lamb. And our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, rode into Jerusalem on what we call the triumphal entry. He didn't just ride into Jerusalem on any day, because not any day would do. He rode into Jerusalem on a specific day. He rode into Jerusalem on the 10th day of the first month of the Jewish calendar. He rode into Jerusalem on Lamb Selection Day, the day they were to pick the perfect lamb. We call it the triumphal entry, or Palm Sunday, because, you know, the people, they went and they cut branches off trees and the stuff off the palm trees, and they lined the roads, and so we call it a Palm Sunday. But we know that Sunday, that first day of the week, was the 10th day of the month. That's when it happened. It was the 10th. We also know when the Passover was. The Passover was the 14th. And if Palm Sunday was the 10th, we also know what day of the week the Passover was, because the 14th would be a Thursday. And I hate to throw a wrench into all of church history, you know, and they celebrate Good Friday. Let me tell you, it wasn't Good Friday, it was Good Thursday, because we have the date. He came in on the 10th, and he was crucified on the 14th, on Good Thursday. But when he came in on the 10th, when he rides into Jerusalem on this Lamb Selection Day, the crowds were cheering. The children were singing. They took off their coats and they laid them on the road and they cut branches and palm branches and they covered the road. It was rolling out the red carpet for this prophet from Nazareth that had come in to town. John tells us about it in John chapter 12. In verses 12 and 13, and on the next day, the large crowd who had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and began to shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel!" Again, the whole city was stirred because of this one that came into Jerusalem on Lamb Selection Day. Matthew records in Matthew 21 and verses 8 and following, "Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in the road, and crowds going ahead of him, and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!' And when he had entered in Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, 'Who is this?' And the crowds were saying, 'This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee.'" All on this day, the day that they and their following the ceremonial calendar, and they were out and they were just picking the perfect lamb and which one is going to be the right one so that we can celebrate the Passover. That was the day Jesus rides in on Lamb Selection Day. And everybody in the city could recognize that this prophet from Nazareth, this prophet from Galilee, was a lamb without spot or blemish. He was the one that stood out from all the rest. This one has got to be the one. And unbeknownst to them, they were picking the perfect lamb who was to take away the sin of the world. And they did it on the exact day, Lamb Selection Day, the day prescribed in Scripture to pick the perfect lamb. And from that day on, from that tenth day of the month when they were required by law to pick the lamb without the spot or blemish, from that Lamb Selection Day, Jesus was closely examined. He was poked. He was prodded. He was looked over. He was checked out by all that were in town as they examined him top to bottom to make sure, even from the unbelieving world, that he was the perfect Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. You remember that when he came into town, as the crowds were cheering and the children were singing, that the leadership wasn't quite so thrilled about the enthusiasm of Jerusalem regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, they wanted to tap down the crowd a little bit. Hey, don't get so excited about this Lamb Selection Day and this one that the crowds have picked. And so Jesus Christ endured an onslaught of examinations. He was questioned by the scribes, by the lawyers, by the priests, by the Pharisees, by the Sadducees, by the Herodians, and they poked and they prodded him with question after question, trying to trip him up, trying to find one little flaw, if they could just find a flaw in our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. They ask him about taxes and what is our relationship between church and state. They ask him about the resurrection and about marriage. They ask him, what is the greatest commandment? commandment over and over again. They were trying to find a little chink in his armor. Trying to say, is there a flaw in this individual? And from that 10th day of the month, when he rode into town, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ was on open display before the world. As they looked into his every nook and cranny of who he is and what he taught. He was in the temple day by day, teaching and healing and among the people for all to see his perfection on display, that he was the perfect Lamb of God. You see, he was being examined. He was being looked over. Can we find a flaw in this Jesus Christ of Nazareth? And it continued that entire time from the 10th of the month up until the Passover of the 14th of month, the 14th day of the month. He was eventually arrested. And he endured 7 show trials. Trial after trial in Annas' house and Caiaphas' house and before the Sanhedrin and before Pilate and before Herod. And trial after trial and trying to find a flaw in the flawless one. And after all of those trials, the evil Herod says, you know, I can find no fault in him. He mocked him and put a robe on him and all that, but he could find no fault in him. Pilate washed his hands before the whole crowd. There's nothing wrong with this. Is an innocent man. I can find nothing wrong with this guy. Even the Jewish leadership and all of their trials, they could find nothing wrong with him. They had to get false witnesses. They had a whole bunch of false witnesses. But they couldn't find anything wrong with him. And Jesus Christ was convicted of blasphemy because he claimed to be the Son of God. And he claimed that if they destroyed the temple, he could raise it in 3 days. And the temple that he spoke of was his body. That's why they killed him. That's why they convicted him. Not for any flaw, but for his flawlessness. I tell you, Jesus Christ is the impeccable Christ. He is the only one in history that is flawless, that is perfect, that has no spot, no wrinkle, no sin, no error, no blemish. There is nothing about Jesus Christ that is wrong. He is altogether lovely and altogether perfect. And this is what was on display when he comes into town on Palm Sunday on the triumphal entry, and they examined his every nook and cranny and couldn't find a smidgen of corruption. In fact, Jesus Christ in John 8:46 challenges the leaders of his day. He says, which of you can convict me of sin? Imagine the audacity of that statement. Which of you can convict me of sin? Because Jesus Christ is the sinless one. There is no one like Jesus Christ. He is the only perfect Lamb. And so the Apostle Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1, in verses 18 and 19, knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver and gold from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ comes into Jerusalem, not just on any day of the calendar, but on that specific day, Lamb Selection Day, and everybody could see there was something special and something perfect about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. And so there was this Lamb Selection Day, this 10th day of the month. But it was also a very historic, as well as a prophetic day. Again, Lamb Selection Day happened every year on the 10th day of the first month. It was just a part of their religious calendar. But Scripture also spoke of a certain day, a particular day that would land upon that particular day of Lamb Selection Day, the 10th day of the month. In fact, the psalmist sings about it. Let me just read Psalm 118, verses 22 to 26. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save, we beseech you. O Lord, we beseech you. Do send prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. You see, this is the psalm that they were singing when Jesus comes into town on Palm Sunday. In fact, Jesus even references this same passage. Jesus was the stone that the builders rejected. The chief priests, the leaders, the elders, they didn't want anything to do with him. They rejected him. And Jesus quotes this very passage, but the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, the capstone. It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And if you reject this stone, it will fall upon you and you will be crushed to pieces. He quotes this very passage on this very day. You see, the rejected stone is the only chief cornerstone. The lamb that the leaders rejected, this rejected lamb, was the selected lamb to be the Passover lamb without spot or blemish. And God is the one that chose this special, perfect lamb on this special, unique day. And when they sang, "This is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it," it was referring to this specific day, not just any day on the calendar, but the 10th day of the first month. This is the day. Palm Sunday was the day. Lamb Selection Day was the day. And the crowd sang about it on that day. Again, notice verses 24 and following in Psalm 118. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save, we beseech you. O Lord, we beseech you. Do send prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we have blessed you from the house of the Lord. This is what they were singing from the house of the Lord on that very day. This unique an historic day in history. And you know that it is only this one day of all the days of history that the Messiah could come. There can be no other Messiah, no other Christ in all of history except one that happened on this day and showed himself in Jerusalem and at the temple on that particular day, that 10th day of the first month. In fact, the prophet Daniel prophesied that there would be 483 years after a certain decree from a Persian king, that it was that day that when the Messiah, the prince, would come to town, would come to Jerusalem, and be cut off. We talked about this when we went through the book of Daniel a few years ago, whenever that was. But anyway, Jesus Christ comes to town. He rides to town. He comes into Jerusalem on this day. this historic day, this prophesied day, the only day in all of history that the Redeemer of sinners would make himself known before he is sacrificed. It's that day. The triumphal entry day. Lamb selection day. The Messiah's day. The day that we call Palm Sunday. Again, it couldn't just happen on any day in any year. It was that day in that year. Just like, you know that the Exodus, which the Passover celebrates, the Exodus happened on the exact day and on the exact year that God said it would, that He, in fact, foretold to Moses that it would. Look at Exodus chapter 12, verses 40 and 41. Again, this is after the Passover and the institution of it. Verse 40 and 41, Exodus chapter 12. Now the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. And at the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It wasn't just any willy-nilly day. It was on a historic day, a prophesied day, the exact day, as God had told Abraham 430 years before, you're going to be there, but then on that very day is when it happened. Just like on that very day, on Lamb Selection Day, is when our Lord Jesus Christ comes into town. On this prescribed day, on this foretold day, on this historic day. But you know, when He rode into town on that day, though, you know, unbeknownst to the people, they were celebrating it and acknowledging it, yet they didn't recognize it. They were participating in these very historic and prophetic and foretold events, but they didn't even know or realize that it was happening. In fact, in Luke chapter 19, Luke gives us a glimpse of what happened on that day. Luke 19, verses 41 and 42. And when He approached Jerusalem, when Jesus comes to Jerusalem, the triumphal entry, He saw the city and He wept over it, saying, if you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes. He comes into town on this 10th day of the first month, on Lamb Selection Day, when they were out doing what they were prescribed to do. And, you know, it was a day, a special day that had been set aside in Scripture and foretold, and it was going to happen. In fact, Daniel, you know, even gives the years, you know, and how long it was going to be till it happened. Well, he comes in on that day, and he weeps over the city because the people didn't realize the day. They missed the significance of the day. That particular day should have felt something like a deja vu feeling. You ever had one of those deja vu feelings? You know, you're going and this, I don't know what it is, but it's like I've seen this before. I've felt this before. There should have been something very familiar to them about what was happening on that day. But they missed it. They didn't get it. They didn't realize what was happening. In fact, even the disciples didn't understand the historic and the prophetic significance of that day, that Palm Sunday. John tells us in John 12, 14 to 16, Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. And these things His disciples did not understand at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of Him and that they had done these things to Him. It was only after the fact and after His resurrection And probably after our Lord explained it to them after His resurrection, that they had a light bulb moment that was like, wow! We lived through it, we experienced it, we saw it happen, but we didn't get it at the moment. As historic as it was, as prophetic as it was, as foretold as it was, it would be on that day, they missed it. And can I say that even today, most people miss it? Most people still do not recognize the historic nature of Lamb Selection Day. Only one day in all of history, of all the days of history, only one day where the perfect Lamb of God could be chosen. Only that guy could be the guy. As Jesus said, He's the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by Me. The Scripture says, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Only the name of Jesus. Only the perfect Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that was picked upon that 10th day of the first month in that year within history. And as Christians, we should cherish this day, because Jesus was chosen on that day to take our place and to be our Passover lamb. And with His blood applied, we can be saved from our guilt and sin. And so, again, that day was a historic day, but it was also an examination day in a different way. A lot did happen on that special day, the 10th day of that first month. The lamb was chosen and He was examined and poked and prodded to see if there was any flaw in Him, and none could be found. But do you know that was also the day that the lamb who was being examined also examined the people. And He examined the temple. Because after entering Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, Jesus goes into the temple and He begins to look around, and it is clearly implied that He was very angry with what he saw. But He cleanses it either that day or the next day, or maybe both days, like He had done at the beginning of his ministry. And so here you have the lamb that's being examined, turning around and examining the religious people of the day, and He did not like what He saw. He saw a bunch of people in church making bank off religion. That the holy faith had been turned into a money laundering system. Can I just say that money and religion don't go well together? It just brings a lot of corruption, and we see it in our own day. And can I remind us that this lamb who was examined on this day also on that day examined the religious order of the day? And He didn't like what He saw. And that too was prophesied years and years before, some 400 years or so before. The prophet Malachi says in Malachi 3, "Behold, I'm going to send My messenger, and He will clear the way before Me. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to His temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, He is coming, declares the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of His coming, and who can stand when He appears? For He is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap, and He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present the Lord's offerings in righteousness. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and in former days." This is what the prophet Malachi said would done when he came into town, and it was going to be on this day that he would boldly go into the temple and he would purify it. He would refine it. He would cleanse it. and he would set the sons of Levi straight. You see, the one who was being examined also examined the people. The Redeemer was also to be a refiner. This one who is altogether pure, the pure one, would also purify them. And I think it's very fitting for us as we gather together here in our day and in this place on this Palm Sunday, which we kind of, you know, think back of that first Palm Sunday, that remember that after he was examined, that he examined the church. And church, Jesus Christ walks among his churches. He examines us, this perfect Lamb of God who was sacrificed for us and gave himself for us to redeem us as a people for himself. He, the Lord of the church, looks over his church. And Revelation 2 tells us that he is one with eyes of flaming fire. And he looks over us and he says, I know your works. I know your deeds. I see what you are doing in my house. He says, I know your tribulation. This Josh Sullivan, he knows what happened last Thursday as he was kidnapped. He says, I know where you dwell. I know the city that you live in. That's where Satan dwells. I see what's going on. I see your persecution. I see what you're doing right. I see what you're doing wrong. He examines us on this day, this Palm Sunday. And to one of the churches, he says in Revelation 3, verses 19 and following, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. And he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And so on this day, when on our calendar we put it's Palm Sunday, it doesn't quite fit the dates, you know, right, but we're here for Palm Sunday, but remember on that first Palm Sunday, it was a lamb selection day on a certain day, the 10th day of the month. It was a very historic and a prophetic day that the prophet spoke of. It was that only that day in all of history that the Messiah, the Savior of sinners, would make himself known in Jerusalem. And it was also an examination day, not just for him, showing that he was flawless to all the world, but it was also and is also an examination of us. As our Lord looks over his church and lovingly points out our flaws that he died to redeem. And so let this day be a very special day for you as we worship our Lord. And I do hope you come back tonight for our celebration of the Passover. Well, let's stand and we're just going to be dismissed and we're going to sing. It's number 359. Just a fun little chorus from Psalm 118. This same psalm that the people sang as Jesus came in to Jerusalem, singing of that specific day. And so we'll close with singing number 359. This is the day.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. The day.
hope that you're glad to be in this house today with these people worshiping our one and only Lord. And again, come back tonight, 6 o'clock. David Uten will be here and will lead us in this messianic Passover celebration and meal. That's 6 o'clock tonight. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. And you are dismissed.